Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Adair reaches second base with a double. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A Grand Slam home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Bailey now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Conigliaro moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Conigliaro scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Sims and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-0 in the game. Ryan strikes out. One out. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Lundborg strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. 1 out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sims hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Sims reaches second base with a double. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fuller strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims scores. Brown moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Steve Bailey. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Lundborg strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whitfield strikes out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Mike Andrews. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Foy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. George Thomas pinch runs for Tony Conigliaro. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for George Scott. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Seaborn now playing first base. George Thomas now playing right field. Dalton Jones now playing second base. Russ Gibson now catching. Rico Vernfuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fuller strikes out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Horton pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lundborg covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0 for 3 in the game. Lundborg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul takes first base on ball 4. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tardabul. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sims hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fuller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Bob Allen. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.